And then when somebody point blank range tells you the truth, you're offended. Why? Because the demons that control your soul are offended. And you think the feelings you have in you are coming from you, but they're not. They're coming from the demon you're in covenant with inside of you that was saying it to you by Beyonce, Rihanna, Lil Wayne, and Jay-Z. They carry spirits. They are conduits for spirits. They practice divination. Rap ain't a game. Rap ain't music. Rap is divination. They're calling on gods and putting the gods in you so you'll serve the person that put the god in you. You go to a concert to pay homage to the demons that are in these folks' souls. Taylor Swift will make $365 million this year. She's going to make $1 million a day. A day. All because of divination and because Kanye West took her through an initiation to make her part of that one world system, the OTO. That Oriental Temple. The Order Templi Orientis. That's what they belong to. The Order of the Oriental Temple. You sell your soul and you write it in blood. And buddy, you got to shed blood to get in. And you got to shed blood to get out. That's why a lot of their parents get killed. Kids get killed. Somebody got to die for you to belong to this good buddy. This is a blood covenant. Covenants are sealed with blood. And while we sit there getting entertained by this stuff, you don't understand the devil is channeling in you full force into your mind. And he's actually forging you into a worshiper of the devil. So when the gospel is preached, you'll hate it. That's the spirit of Antichrist divided on people. It's not neutral. Entertainment is not neutral. You try to buck that system. Whitney Houston's dead. Her daughter in mourning, dead right after her. You can't play with this. Kanye West in it, mama dead. Tupac, Biggie Smalls. Ain't no independence in this, buddy. You play by our rules and you got to go. If you think this is not a life and death struggle, you read Genesis through Revelation and watch the bloodshed flowing straight through the Old and New Testament. Stephen is dead tonight. New Testament. James is dead. Herod killed him for kicks. New Testament. People under the altar of Revelation's crying, having been martyred for the testimony of Jesus. New Testament. This is a blood-bathed gospel because you're contending with a renegade cherubim angel that will kill you if you don't bow down to him. When you didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image, you got to die. Bow or burn. That was the sentence on your life. That's why church folk are playing. What they do, they step back from the real and then they support the false. Why? Because it won't cost me my life. It won't cost me anything. I'm going to pretend I'm serving God because I don't want to get into that fiery inferno with those Hebrew boys who wouldn't bow to Baal. He wouldn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image. And I'm not getting in that inferno with these people. I'm going to set up a surrogate, a pseudo-religious system that has another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit in it. Read it for yourself in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. There is a parallel Jesus, a parallel gospel, a parallel false Holy Ghost baptism with talking in tongues. That's what's got people deceived. You think all the tongues come from the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Ghost can be mimicked. And you sending the wrong thing with a false baptism, blabbering off in a false tongue that the devil gave you. Go down to Haiti, you'll see voodoo practitioners talking tongues. You go to Africa, witch doctors talking tongues, good buddy. You don't know them by the tongues. You know them by their fruit. You don't get grapes from thorns and figs from thistles. You can't get a blessed thing from a cursed thing, he's saying. These folk are shysters and tricking you all along the trail. Historically, I go way back from Kenneth Hagin to Kenneth Hagin Jr. to Oral Roberts to Richard Roberts to Charles Capps to Kenneth Copeland to Jerry Savelle to Jesse Duplantis. That's the first generation, followed up by the second generation, which are the ones you see now, Creflo Dollar and them. Now you got another generation coming. It's another one coming right now that have perfected the fashionista wife and the pretty cute boy Ahab husband. And they're trying to build right now a following of young people. I'm going to bust it up. I'm going to bust it all up. I'm trying not to tell you who they are, give them a chance to repent, but I have to start dealing with them head on in just a minute. I'll tell you exactly who they are and stop them. I'm going to bust them up because I'm called to bust it up. Because this time, this trash ain't going to go any further. Hitherto, you shall go no further. The times of your ignorance, God winked at, but now he calls all men to repentance. You got to turn this time. God has seen generations swept away by these delusions from the early 70s until now, and he ain't going to tolerate it this time. Not this time. Not another bunch of delusionists coming with a false gospel, with this Ahab Jezebel coalition creating this false mess for people to get caught up in their emotions. Fashionistas, divas in the pulpit. The devil is a liar. Look at this. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead." You think he don't know that she killed him? And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, I told you, God watches everything. He gets a hold of the prophet and tells Elijah, go talk to this boy. I want you to go tell him something for it. Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess. He knew exactly where it was, told him where it was, what it was doing. He sits high, he looks low. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession? He didn't mention Jezebel one time. Because God knew what? He was the catalyst for killing this man. He set up Jezebel to do the dirty work. Stepman lives real nice. So he got a mansion out behind Oprah's mansion. Why won't he stay with you? I don't want him interrupting me and Gail. Don't be no fool. When somebody's standing with lesbianism, it's because they want and they send up society to accept that this thing came out yet. When the coast is clear, we'll hallelujah. I won too. Oh, come on, man. Stop kidding your crazy self and wake up and smell the coffee. Maxwell, Folgers, whatever brand you want to smell. Can't you see they setting up society to accommodate themselves? They can't come out in the public. They do it in the shadows trying to make you believe it's all right. You looking at the same. Look at this junk. There ain't a woman on this planet that's looking at a feminine, a homosexual man that don't know it. If you married one of them, it's because you're masculine inside yourself. That's why you married that little sissy. Because that's what you could handle. You deal with what you can handle. I can't handle a real guy, so I'm marrying this twerp and trying to make you believe he's a real guy. And you don't respect him yourself, and you know you don't. Because when the going gets tough, he ain't going. Everybody slicks themselves and then they carry that load on their back from then on. Some women have been trapped in this stuff for 50 years carrying this joke on their back and they're comfortable with it. And guess what? Those women become bitter and angry and try to make you do the same thing. Girl, you better go on and marry that man. You don't never know. You better marry him. He want to marry you. They're trying to get you in the same mess they're in. Shoot. You do bad all by yourself. You decide you better off living alone. before you marry one of these twerps. You better off alone than marrying the Jezebel spirit if you're a man. Boy, live by yourself. Live on a, the Bible says live in a, the corner of a rooftop. That's what the Bible says to do. He says, tell this boy, have you killed and taken possession? And you shall speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even yours. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because you have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon you, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. You know what pisses against the wall? All his sons. His daughter ain't going to be doing that. And will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. God is letting you know eternally what he's going to do to Jezebel. You better get that spirit out of you, because you're scheduled to be eaten by the dogs. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. A lot of these clowns trying to pastor churches are just stirred up by their wives to build an empire. And telling the wife, telling them, yeah, baby, go ahead now, you know. Yeah, I'm telling you what you do next. What you do, set Sister Johnson in the church as a prophetess, because she got a lot of folk follow her. And Leroy, make him your armor bearer. Because, see, he'll stay in there. He got a lot of money, and he's going to support the mission. So we're going to set everybody up, give them titles, ordain some folk, and we're going to build an empire of ordinations and ministries. Get some backwards collars, put them on everybody. And we're going to just reward folk and get them set up. And if they got a good following and can influence people, we're going to put them in slots. You know, and Ralph, he a doctor, so get him, because folk will be, yeah, we're going to set everything up real nice. And I'm going to sit up here at the queen of the church in this beehive and have a bunch of worker bees around me. And just pimp the boy, just send him up. He walking around in designer suits, thinking he the man of the hour. And nothing but old pimped out sissy Ahab spirit dominated by Jezebel witchcraft working whore, his wife. I don't like those kind of words. I don't care if you don't like this kind of word. I don't care. Who cares? We got nothing to lose now. We're in the last of the last days. What difference does it make? Who doesn't like what? Look at this. But there was none like an Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things that did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. When Ahab heard what God was going to do to him, he came to himself real fast, didn't he? And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbles himself before me? Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. So what he did, he gave Ahab a reprieve and killed his sons. You see how you can bring hell into your house? You think you dodged a bullet and your son is killed. You think you dodge a bullet and your son is a homosexual. Your daughter's a lesbian. And you thought you dodged a bullet. The devil comes through open doors. You open a door to that fool, he's going to destroy everything in sight. So she, this contentious woman, contended with Naboth for his possession. Now let's look at the types. What are we really looking at here? When you're looking at this story, this is a parable also telling you an end time mystery. What's really happening? Jezebel is a type of the false church. Jezebel is a type of the false harlot church. I'm going to show you the harlot church in just a minute in Revelation. What is the harlot church after? What's that harlot after? Look at the story. She's after the vineyard. What is the vineyard? It's the church. The thing is selling the church into the hands of a sodomite. She got the church and gave it to her sodomite husband. The thing is after the church to rend the church from Jesus Christ as his bride and give the church to the sodomite. Who is the sodomite? The Antichrist. Everything you're seeing in church is a mystery at work. The Bible calls it what? The mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he that holds it back will hold it back until he's taken out of the middle. God won't let the thing transpire. Why? Because he's still doing what? Extracting his people from it. He's saving still. When he gets all of his people out, he'll remove himself as a barrier and let the whore take the false church over and hand it to the Antichrist. The enemies of your soul ain't gonna come from the world at large. That's not where the enemy gonna come from. The enemy is coming from the church. Can't you see if you take an MP3 or a CD from these messages I preach and hand it to a supposed church person? You see the anguish and the vile response you get from them? Why? What has happened to them? They've been sodomized. How do you get sodomized in the false church? You get matronized. They're used to feminine character. See, without feminine character, they won't accept it. Feminine character don't have nothing to do with women. See, when I say feminine, people think, oh, you mean a woman over it. That ain't what I said. I said feminine character. Sissy Ahab was more feminine than Jezebel. That's what Joel Osteen walks in, T.D. Jakes. You can't see all those hand gestures and all that flightiness about T.D. Jakes? That feels right. Tyler Perry is standing up in the church laying hands on him and giving him $1 million. Why? Because there ain't no threat. Have a mega mess. Pat LaBelle comes in and sings and Cedric the Entertainer and all these folk because it's feminine character. There ain't no war machine here. It's designed to do one thing, entertain the damned souls. They're damned people being entertained, being prepared and bundled for hell. And they won't ingest anything to save them souls because it's not entertaining. The real church is a war machine against the devil. You can't see this? That the Jezebel spirit cloaking behind a pseudo leader like Jakes, feminine character pumped through him, telling men you need to get in touch with your emotions. Went out here to New Birth with Eddie Long sitting behind him, a practicing sodomite. Telling the men, well, you see, when the women come to church, you see how they get emotional and fall out and they cry and see, that's what you need to get in touch with. No, I don't. A man is not showing enough of his emotions. You need to get in touch with your inner female. I'm going to get in touch with this bat out there in my car and go outside your big head. And the guy sit there drinking it down, already feminized and made emaciated little wimps by their mamas, mama's boys. So this guy feels right stroking their feminine, sissy, sensitive hearts. And that's love. They can never play football for Nick Saban or Bill Belichick. Because Nick Saban and Belichick don't play with you. You know the turn. You know it's a lot of guys turned out of college football now because they're too soft. Y'all say we're gonna run 5 miles. 5 miles? Duh. Say, hey man, you can get your stuff down there. Clean your lockout, man, and get your stuff out of here, man. I saw it in the military. I went into the military. Force marches every morning, 2 mile heights, running every day. The more crybabies, gotta be running and crying, whining about his mama. We'd be trying to go to sleep at night, gotta be in the barracks crying and slept to sleep at night, calling his mama. Mama! Just crying, just sobbing. They used to have what they call blanket parties. Guys in the military know what the blanket party is. That's when the lights go out, you get a blanket, throw it over that joker head, and beat him to death. Beat him almost into unconsciousness. So you're going to get this off of you, boy, this our unit. See, in basic training, you got in the Air Force's flights. But you got flights that fill different barracks. You might have 30 barracks on the base. And all these flights, they compete with each other. You're only as strong as your weakest link. He can come in the morning, the TI coming there, the training instructor come in, and see that boy bruised and battered, eyes all busted up, black eyes. I see you slipped on a bar of soap, boy, didn't you? Fall in, boy. Because he knew he was the weak link. He knew what had happened to him. So I see you boys are trying to get your units whipped into shape. That's good. I like that. If he didn't fit in, a week later you saw him dragging his duffel bag down to the bus station. Crying all the way. That's how church is. Church ain't for wimps and sissies and weak links, man. You might as well leave this alone. I don't invite no folk up in here to engage in this because everybody ain't cut out for this, because this is a bloody, dirty, no holes barred conflict with a cherubim angel and a horde of renegade angels and filthy gutter rot demons and the people in servitude to that regime. The Bible says when you worship the idols, they that worship them are like unto them. You just like the devil when you worship him. And you're going to be nasty, conniving, cutthroat, and dirty. To engage this, you got to have some thick skin. And the rotten filth is in church. You better know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you approach church folk with truth, they despise you. You might as well get that down inside of you, point blank range. And they'll try to make everything the same. It ain't the same. That's why I don't preach it the same. I preach it like this on purpose. So it won't be light. It won't be tender. It'll be hardcore. They told Jesus, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? He didn't change the saying. You got to change to walk with Jesus Christ. He's loving. I guess he was with that whip in his hand, driving the folk out that temple, beating them with that whip, saying, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer. I guess they were pretty loving when the apostles struck that sorcerer blind. I guess they were real loving when this Ananias and Sapphira laying there dead after having lied to the Holy Ghost. New Testament. It's not like we think. What we haven't experienced is a manifestation of God yet. When God comes across that spiritual divide and steps across that corridor from the spirit to the natural, you better be right. You don't want to see manifested sons, because manifested sons are manifesting God. He thought he was talking to Peter, Ananias. He said, you haven't lied to a man. You just lied to the Holy Ghost. That's scary, because you don't know when the Holy Ghost is manifesting. And you tell a lie at the wrong time, the most inopportune time you chose to lie, and you drop dead on the spot. Autopsy of their bodies, no apparent disease, no cause of death. We can't even find out what killed them. It's scary, man, but it's not being made scary enough. People don't fear God. We better get back to reverential fear. What are we looking at? Drips. Drips. The Bible says that woman, a contention woman, is like a continual drip, a continual dropping on a raining day. Just dripping, dripping, dripping. Won't shut up, won't go away. Just always in the way, messing something up. jumping up, protecting this little wimpy Ahab guy. You ever seen a mother trying to protect a 30-year-old punk boy? You could be married to a guy that's a mama's boy, and his mama always running to his rescue. And you thinking, man, every time I turn around, Harry back over his mama's house, and she giving him money, bailing him out. He drank all of his money up and always smoking dope, and his mama always getting him out of the mess. He never will learn. I trying to tell him, you just a replacement for his mama, because now you trying to tell him. Let me tell you something. This is a mess that only God can fix. You preach a message about a war with the devil and the fact the devil's destroying a man's home, and a man don't do anything about that. There's something wrong with that guy. This message by itself should have 10,000 guys waiting on us in the parking lot, having just come to the arena. Man, this is a war. I'm ready to go. I see what's going on. I see what's happening to my son, my daughter. I see what's happening to the environment. I see what's happening in Washington. I see what they're doing in the churches. I'm manning up. What must I do? But now the guys are offended. The guys complain. The guys are sensitive and their feelings are hurting, tender. And what in the world is going on? The devil has taken decades to bathe folks in this tenderoni spirit. They'll play basketball. They'll play football. They'll go bowling. They'll do all this stuff to compete in the physical realm. But you call them up to a spiritual war? Nah. No. I'm not facing off with the devil and spiritual metaphysical forces. As long as I can just play the dozens and debate and go back and forth on Facebook and make my little sissy points trying to debate some scriptural truth, I'm all right. But I'm not getting my hands dirty in a war. Everything to deal with the devil is always dirty. Deliverance is dirty. Because there's some stuff come out of people in deliverance that a dog wouldn't release out of a person. I've seen this stuff come up out of folk. Homosexuals vomiting up urine and semen. And the smells that go with it. Materialized entities inside of people. Lizards and all kinds of snakes and stuff that witches have put down in folk. Not understanding what that is moving inside of them, and they think it's gas. And you got something living inside of you. See, you start fooling around in this arena, a lot of folk draw back because that's just so far-fetched and unbelievable. I can't believe that really this stuff is real. You know why you don't believe it's real? Because you hadn't gone over there where it is real. You really pray through for real and tell God, you know what, God? Anything you want me to do, I'll do it. Anywhere you want to send me, I'll go. You better be real sure you can handle that one. Cause you got some stuff down here that a science fiction writer couldn't make up. Meet some of these shapeshifters that'll really turn into a real werewolf in front of you for real. Now what you gonna do? You in the room with them talking about, come out, devil, come out. And that thing shapeshift on you. Now you, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, what am I? I didn't mean that, I'm just kidding. No, man, no, man. See, when you start jumping in, thinking there's something to play with, you've been sitting in that little tenderoni Baptist church with that Masonic guy leading it, just, you know, singing and shouting in the choir and stuff. You ain't got the guts to come over to where the real is, but yet you want to examine it and talk about it all day. Come on over here. I told a guy one time, I said, okay, you think this is something to play with. I got to go and minister some deliverance tonight. You come with me. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Nah, man, I ain't up for all that. Well, shut up. Shut up. Put up or shut up. My prayer is that God thrusts people into these environments. I hope to God something shows up in your house tonight. I like that kind of stuff. I woke up somewhere standing over my bed. And it had fangs coming out of his mouth, and his eyes were glowing red. And you call it, what do you think? I don't think nothing about it. You better get right. You better get prayed through. You better get some power. You gonna come on my house and bless it? No, I'm trying to bless my house. I'm trying to put some oil in my house. I don't know about your house. You might be crazy. You might be a witch or a warlock. I ain't coming over there. Is every man for himself in this? I mean, you say you saved. Everybody saved like everybody else. What's the difference? That's why this thing needs to be brought up to another level, where these things come across that dimensional plane and we see who got the goods. Everybody talking big. Well, let them come across and see if you got it. I told you I was in the bed one night, woke up, man, someone standing on my bed 15 feet tall. That's when you find out if you really saved or not. Now, you can't fake these jokers talking about it. I rebuke you. He goes, I rebuke you too. And they're going to mop up the floor at your butt. Wake up in the middle of the night and watch that thing looking in your window at night. And ain't nowhere near looking like a human. My sister told me she woke up one night and the guy was walking down the hallway. Just walking down the hall. I said, what'd he look like? He was all black and like he had a white face. That's all I could tell. He turned the corner. I went down to see what was going on. He was gone. My daughter the other week. Dad, I was driving down the street and grandma was in my back seat. I said, yeah, well, my mama been dead for 3 years, 4 years. Yeah, she was just sitting there with a hat on. I said, you better get right. If I was you, I'd get right, because that wasn't your grandma. That's a familiar spirit. And whatever my mama had in her, come trying to get in you. A lot of folks be talking to their grandmama. My grandmama stand at the foot of my bed. That ain't your grandmama. That's a demon. That's a familiar spirit. And whatever's in your grandmama want to get into you. Don't you know when people die, familiar spirits search for what?
A home.
And guess what? Folk always told you, you know, you look just like your grandmama. Know what that spirit going to do? It's going to come to what's like that grandmama it just left and see if you got a glitch in the arm to get into you, because it's looking for a home. See, folk dealing with these things, man, and thinking it's something to play with. You think Beyonce is neutrally charged. Beyonce is a bastion of demons that she's doling out to everybody as you listen to that trash. Talking about, let me upgrade you, and I'm bootylicious. Next thing you know, you're going to be a freak. Can't you see the girl just barely holding on to her mental faculty? She's on the edge of going insane, and she's just barely holding on. You can't see that Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, 94, just barely holding on to their sanity? Barely holding on. They got all kind of coping mechanisms, drugs and stuff. Natalie Cole just died. But Natalie Cole was heavy on drugs when she was coming up through the ranks as a singer. They'd be trying to hang on. Her and Chaka Khan and all these folks just hanging on. Hanging on, trying to hang on. A lot of them die as drug addicts, just barely hanging on. Michael Jackson had some dramatic songs, but how'd he get them? He was drugged up into a deep sleep, and the demons at night came and gave him songs. That's what he was trying to do when he died. Trying to go into that drug-induced comatose condition to be open to the spirit world. Following whose dictates? Aleister Crowley. Where do witches and warlocks get power from? Young virgin boys. The semen of a young virgin boy drank down gives you power. That's why these teachers trying to seduce little 13, 14-year-old boys, they're witches. They want the boy's semen. That's the life force of the spirit world. It's tantric sex magic. That's what it is. You need a young virgin boy. Michael Jackson was after young virgin boys. You don't see the thing standing in the hand of a dragon, that little boy on this album cover, a little boy standing in the hand of a dragon? Because that's what he was using to get his power. We better wake up. You got a young son? That's on the devil. He on the devil's radar screen. Send him to school and see what happened to him. Missing and murdered boys in Atlanta years ago. They pinned on that one little black boy, talking about he killed all them boys. No, buddy, they want them boys semen. They farm that semen. They need that semen. Semen and witchcraft is the elixir of power. Blood and semen. You drink this stuff down for power. Power, power, power. Ignorant Why people get so quiet when you're talking? Because churches don't tell you nothing about what's really going on. They ain't teach you this in church. You know why? Because they're bound by the devil and don't have the guts and the ability to stand up and just expose the devil for what he is. Watch a young girl in your home, your daughter grow up. When she start trying to kick against you as her mother, that girl having sex with somebody. Because what's she doing? She trying to talk to you like she your equal now. Like she a woman. You just said she feeling herself now. A lot of folks are smelling herself. What's happening? It's witchcraft. The devil done got in her. She's a fornicator now. Dirty, low-down fornicator. That thing that took over her mind. Now she thinks she's stumbling around knowing some things. And the devil get ready to tear her limb from limb, and she don't even know it. See, everybody plays the fool, thinking they know what they don't know. And they go out here in this vast wilderness of the devil, not understanding the devil is setting you up at all times to destroy you. Luther Vandross, dead, homosexual. Teddy Pendergrass, homosexual. All these folk, man. Funny as a $3 bill, Prince still stomping around on homosexual. Little Richard, they say he locked up in a hotel room in Tennessee, drying up a homosexual. A lot of these folks you think of, virile men are homosexuals. Tupac laid up in a bathtub with a gold pair of drawers on. Homosexual. You don't get anything unless you bent over somebody's desk somewhere and being sodomized. They're not going to let you in unless you play the game. You can't get in unless you play the game. Because they got to have something on you to expose if you get out of line. That's the number one rule in the mafia. The first thing the mafioso wants you to do is kill somebody. Why? Because we got it on you. And they will videotape the murder so they'll know you ever get out of line, boy, you going up and doing some heavy time because we got you on film killing. You prove yourself willing to do anything and the devil will trust you. Ask Kim Kardashian. Why you think she made a porno tape? Ask Paris Hilton why she make a porno tape. Pam Anderson why she make a porno tape. The black girl off of Hip Hop Wives or whatever she was on, performing oral sex on the guy. That's to move up. You got to move up at any cost. If you debase yourself publicly, the devil knows what? I can trust you. Because you got no morals. You got no ethics. You got no value system appended to you. I can trust you to do my dirty work. Because you can't accuse anybody of anything. You can't say anything in an absolute fashion because of the dirt in your resume. That's what Amber Rose is all about, and Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. Rihanna stayed more butt naked than the law allows. If Beyonce thinks she's going to keep her clothes on, she's kidding herself. Halle Berry found out you got to strip down in this, buddy, to be advanced. You ain't going any further till you strip down. Angela Bassett knew she had to kiss that girl full on the mouth recently in a lesbian scene. Or we're going to shut you down because you're getting too old. You got to take that next step. That's why Madonna comes around and plants kisses on these women full in the mouth. Because Madonna doles out the lesbian spirit to sign off on these girls' character to move them up. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, kissing Nicki Minaj full on the mouth for her birthday. That's Madonna's calling card, along with Lady Gaga. First thing Lady Gaga did was get into a video with Beyonce. One with a black wedding dress on and one with a white wedding dress on. That was a ritual of initiation. I told you it's the black and white spectrum. What does it represent? The black are the fallen angels. The white is the virgin women that the fallen angels mate with. That's the duality. He's talking about Nephilim. He's talking about the merging of the fallen angels with the humans as the angels mate with the women. And he's bringing these Nephilim back. The devil's been looking for a breach, a crossing over of these spirits from long ago. Because he knows when you embed demons and Nephilim in the souls of people, that those things will work in the people in their psyches to turn their worship towards Satan. The devil wants worship above anything else on earth. And everything is about filling the human soul through divination with his entities. So the human appetite is perverted to the level of these fallen entities to worship their master. That's what everything is about. Ignorant of that, you'll sit in church dumbed down. Remember when Stephen preached, what's the first thing they did? Stopped up their ears. First thing they did what? I don't want to hear it. That's what people do to this very day. I don't want to go to that because I don't want to hear what he's saying. That's what they're really doing. What's doing it? The demon living in them. They're demonized. The church world is demon possessed. So they don't want to hear the truth. And God says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because they received not the love of the truth, God will send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie that they might be damned. Who had no pleasure in righteousness, but all their pleasure was found in unrighteousness. It ain't pretty. Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. I wish it was a nice, friendly, happy-go-lucky gospel, but it ain't. Proverbs 19:13, a foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual what? She's a drip, 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 drip. A lot of guys want to say so bad, I wish you shut up. And you just drip, 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 drip. You got any sewing you can do? Can you go cook a meal? Why don't you take a long bath? Why don't you get your hair done? Go get your nails done. Fly to China. Anything. Just stop the drip, 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 drip. Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness. Golly. Than with a contentious and an angry woman. The Bible saying, have women ever read this? While you walk around with all them attitudes and them scowls on your face, walk around. Man, look, is there a plane leaving for the wilderness this evening? I need to go out to the wilderness. He said, you better off in the wilderness, man, than to be with this thing. Contending. That's what Eve began to do with Adam, contend with the boy. A drip. What is it now in church? It's a dead, reprobate, incompetent pretender. It ain't even real. It's sitting around in church as a first lady, stumping around in church as a co-pastoress, prophetess, a diva preacher, a pretender. Dead, reprobate, incompetent pretender, a hypocrite, designed by the devil to take God's vineyard, his church, and turn it over to her sissy husband, Ahab. And he sits up there like he's a pastor over the church in a big old high chair in front of, like it's a crown, like he on a throne sitting up there looking like the Pope. See how these stupid churches have the big old thrones up in the middle of the pulpit? He's sitting up there. Somebody need to take a spear and just throw a javelin. You know, it's crazy. The crazy self. And folk just said, you know, the pastor's anniversary. Gonna be the pastor's anniversary. What y'all get? We getting him a Bentley. We gonna get him. I'm gonna get that pastor a Bentley. We're gonna get that sis Ahab a Bentley. We're gonna get that Whitney Punk a Bentley. And then it's the first lady's anniversary, her birthday. And just having all this junk and giving these clowns all this junk. And they pay homage to them. You know why? So we won't be accountable and responsible before God. We'll just put them up there and pretend like this has something to do with God. Nobody in there is saved now. See, because saved people wouldn't do it. See, you know, all these folk lost. You got to know that now. So when you go in there talking about, praise the Lord, y'all, I got this message I heard. Y'all want to hear this? And they start beating you and knifing you. No, you went to the devil thinking you were talking to the devil folk about God and going to have some kind of reception. It ain't going to be that way. All this junk is set up by hypocrites who don't want Jesus Christ as Lord, and they create another Jesus. They preach another gospel and formulate another spirit and then lay hands on you and give it to you, and you start talking in tongues. And you say, I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I felt something that felt like fire poured through me, and I started talking in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. But the Jesus you just said thank you to ain't the Jesus of the Bible. It's the religious Jesus. That's a caricature of the one in the Bible that's not going to call you to repentance. You watch them. They'll keep doing what they've been doing. They'll be in church, jumping around, talking in tongues, shacking up with a dude. Fornicating. Crazy. And folk try to process how in the world they got the Holy Ghost and yet they still sinning. They ain't got your Holy Ghost and my Holy Ghost. They got a Holy Ghost that ain't holy. Their Holy Ghost ain't holy. They got the unholy ghost. You don't know them by talking in tongues. You don't know them by miracles. You shall know them by their fruit. And the fruit manifests in unselfish people. It's an outpouring from them. They got nothing they're looking for from other folk. A drip. Drips are everywhere. Wrap it up. Revelation 17. Where is it all headed? I'll show you the culmination of it all. Revelation 17. This is what the whole Bible is about, this. And if the goal of the whole Bible is what I'm about to tell you, you know the thing the devil holds back from everybody is this right here from the Bible. The Bible is about this from Genesis to Revelation. You have to know what you're really fighting against to understand the revelation of the Bible. Revelation 17, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So the kings, the rulers, are fornicating with this whore, and is making the people drunk. Interaction, some type of an intimate union, a covenant cut between the whore and the kings, makes the people drunk. The whore is the false church. The false church is interactive with the rulers of the world. And they operate hand in hand to keep the people in this mystical state of drunkenness that comes from witchcraft forecasting on them. Can't you see every time a president is elected, he must go to the Vatican and kiss the ring of the Pope to pay homage to the Pope? Why? Because the Pope is the reigning prince. He is the chief prophet and the vicar of Antichrist. He is the master prophet of Baal. He rules and governs the harlot for Satan. And to make sure that you are going to be a faithful president, you must go to him dressed in black, with your wife dressed in black, if you're a Protestant, and bow before him and kiss his ring to pay homage to the Antichrist and Satan. Folk get killed for telling that. Can't you see the evil that bathes this place? Can't you see Rick Warren now calling him the Holy Father? Can't you see Pat Robertson calling him the Holy Father? Can't you see all these people now converging on the Vatican and unifying with the Vatican? Because that's the central focus of the harlot. It's going to be a one world government, a one world religion. It's going to be the harlot riding the beast. It's all about this. Who is the harlot? The harlot is the metamorphosis of Eve. The beast is the metamorphosis of Adam. Adam represents government. Eve represents religion. It was an upside down kingdom created when Eve conquered Adam. And Jesus came to undo that, taking back headship from Eve. What killed Jesus? The Sodomite spirits and the Pharisees and Sadducees that ruled religion when he came. Because he wouldn't bow down to their feminized, sissified, Ahabian butts and kiss them. He wasn't kissing their stinking behinds, just like John the Baptist wouldn't, and they were killed. What signs off on the real vessel that God is inhabiting? The power of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will never have you bow to the beast. That's why John the Baptist had to be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Because he was coming outside of the camp, coming into an environment that hated God, bringing a message to make himself a forerunner for Jesus to manifest. He decreased and Jesus Christ stepped into the forefront. And religion that hates God to this very day killed Jesus. Why? They were Ahabs. They were feminine. They were put out and offended by Jesus Christ. Write this down and inscribe it in your hearts. The gospel is offensive. If it doesn't offend you in the flesh, it ain't the gospel. It's offensive in that it is proactive and going forward all the time. That's offense. Offense moves forward. And offensive also means that it's detrimental to that which is confronting. In other words, it offends me because it's offensive. It's moving forward and it's offending me because it's coming in oblivious to what I think about it. God don't ask people any questions about what he's going to say. He tells you like it is. Yes. That offends me, preacher. I don't care if it offends you. That's why I always say that. You say, you're just proud. When I'm not proud. I don't care. Because I'm not here to get any information from people on what I ought to say. That's right. I look like a fool saying, Stephanie, you think I ought to say this today? You think it might hurt the people? How you feel about it? You think it's all right if I say this? She said, no, don't say that, but say this, but say, okay, Stephanie, thank you. Then the night God killed me in my sleep for being a fool. You see how stupid that is? Mm-hmm. That's what all these preachers doing. They check it. They wet their finger and hold it up in the air to feel which way the wind is blowing. And that's what they go with. So the devil says now homosexuality is normal. And they try to accommodate it. But what's amazing is how many church folk are sitting there and there's no uprising. See, like you came to church and told the church, today at 8 o'clock, Minister Farrakhan will be here. Like everybody else say, hey man, I ain't sitting here for that. They sit there cheering it. As if you got something in common with that. And then he stands there and tells you that the Christian church are a bunch of cowards. That's what Farrakhan sit there and tell the church folk. So you ought to go out and kill all the white folk. You a man that won't protect his family and his black heritage is not a man. You're a coward. Look how everything the devil does is world-centered and about this time and space continuum. Nobody trying to sustain this. What are you going to fight in here for? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my subjects would fight for it. He has no kingdom here. He doesn't want to sustain this. All God is doing right now is extracting his people out of here so he can burn it up. That offends people, man. You want to get some hatred from church folk? Tell them this nasty, stinking, filthy world is scheduled to be burned up and everybody in it. There ain't no prosperity here. You're going to be dead in a minute and you're going to dry. You're going to dry up in a grave and body worms are going to eat your eyes out of the sockets. You're going to be a pile of dust. Take these young girls in. Say, when I'm going to be alive for another 10 years, I'm kind of young. How old are you? 20. So I'm 20. Man, you just got 60 years, you know. I might die at 80. I mean, what you saying don't apply to me because I got a long time to live. So, you know, I'm going to put it off because, you know, I'm going to get saved. You know, I hear what you're saying. It makes sense to me. I'm going to get saved one day. So I got a long time to live. So I'm just going to enjoy my life while I'm young. And when I get old, I'll get saved. There's only one flaw in that. Bam! I'll blow her brains out in front of the hotel. She in hell in 2 seconds. With all them plans about what she's going to do in the future. I done blown her brains out in the parking lot. She didn't figure on that. You cannot theorize about this. You can die on your way home. What condition you die in, it's going to damn you eternally if you ain't born again. You make a bad mistake making plans for your life when the Bible says tomorrow is not promised to you. A lot of things are promised in the Bible, but not tomorrow. How can you preach prosperity when tomorrow ain't even promised? You got to save people's souls from a burning hell. We're extracting people now, viciously trying to extract them out of this thing. Because every saint in the know knows. You remember Belshazzar? A handwriting on the wall? So a hand appeared in Babylon, right on the wall. Mene, Mene, Tikiel, Upharsin. You've been measured, you've been measured, you've been weighed, and you found lacking. You don't measure up. And God judged everything in sight. That boy had took the utensils of the kingdom and had taken them to Babylon, drinking out of God's stuff, his cups and stuff. Hey, I'm going to kill everybody up in here. That's what's happened with Jezebel. She's trying to take God's vessels and turn them over to the devil for his use. I warn the wicked, I warn the righteous. You got to repent and get on with the process of being cleansed, because you don't know when the devil's going to strike to snuff out your life. I wish it was pretty. I wish it was nice. I wish I could tell you a bunch of platitudes about a nice, easy life. It ain't that way. The sooner you know that, the better off you are. There's no good guy in the world going to love her.